The first reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, reading from verse 5. This can be found on page 87 of the New Testament section of the Church Bible. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It's always incredibly emotional and poignant, those moments of silence, hearing those names, especially where we have names that are the same surname. Did you notice how many there were in there with the same surname? From the same family. And the kind of the horror of war and of violence that we perpetrate on one another, which we've done for centuries and millennia. And there's a cry that's gone out from the people of God and from others, and you may have heard this yourself, where people say, "Lord, when are you going to come and sort this out? When can you not just come and sort this mess out and stop us having to do this?" And we have to wait. How are you at waiting? How are you at waiting? What are you like at waiting for? What kind of things might you have been waiting for? What are you waiting for at the moment? There's something in about 6 weeks' time you might be waiting for. But what are you waiting for? What sort of things?
Christmas.
Well done. What else might you be waiting for?
My dad to pick me up for a bit of the Christmas holidays.
Your dad to pick you up for the Christmas holidays. What else are you waiting for? Yes?
My dad to get a new M3.
Your dad to get his new car. Can we all have a ride in it? That sounds fun. What, anybody else? Anything else anybody waiting for? Pippa?
My dog to stop being annoying.
Your dog to stop being annoying. That happens around 6 years old, and I think she's, 6 months at the moment? So you've got a little bit of a wait for that one. Waiting. How are you at waiting? I'm waiting this morning for something. I'm waiting quite eagerly for something this morning because Lynn, who is sitting over there, is making me a cake. Oh, yes, she is. And those of you who are near enough to this door might be able to smell it baking in the kitchen. I'm waiting for that cake, but we have to wait for it. It's not ready yet. The slightly strange reading that we just heard Jill read to us from Luke is about waiting. Jesus is telling his disciples to wait and telling them what to expect whilst they wait. They are waiting, as I said at the beginning, for God to come and sort the mess out, to come and bring peace and justice. And Jesus is telling his followers what will happen during the time that they wait. But they are not to worry. They are to wait faithfully. He tells them that the enormous building that they're looking at while he's speaking, which is bigger even than this one, the temple in Jerusalem, will be taken down, that it'll come down, it'll be knocked down. And 70 years later, that happens. The Romans invade Jerusalem again after a kind of a siege, and they knock the whole temple down. He tells them that there will be wars and rumors of wars while they are waiting. Remember, there's no internet or 24-hour news in Jesus' time, so people get their information by talking to one another. It's like kind of early social media. A bit like just rumors come in, and rumors are unsettling. And rumors can sometimes make us feel fearful or a bit uncertain. A bit like when a new president is elected, or we hear about ISIS or Brexit, or we don't quite know what will happen. Jesus says, don't worry. Don't worry when these things happen. Wait. Wait faithfully, and he will come, and he will be with us in those times to help us as well. Jesus says, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And as we gather here today, we know that is true, as we remember those who died defending our freedom over the past 100 years or so. And we give thanks for those who continue to risk their lives to protect us. And it's right and thankful. It's right to be thankful for them and the sacrifices they make and have made. Jesus says we need to wait, because the end of all this will come. God will come and will sort the new world, will sort the world out. And that end will come, but it's also a beginning. It's a beginning of a new creation, of a new heaven and a new earth. And in a kind of funny way, it's a bit like waiting for a cake. How do we know that this cake is coming this morning? How do you know that there's a cake cooking in the kitchen? How might you know there's a cake cooking? Yeah?
Because
I told you, and you trust me. That's good. How else might you know there's a cake being cooked? Yeah. Because you can smell it. Can you smell it yet? Yes? Andy can. How else might we find out if there's a cake coming? We could ask the cake maker, couldn't we? Lynn, is there a cake cooking in the kitchen? There is a cake cooking in the kitchen, and we trust Lynn, don't we? Yes. It's not enormous, just before you get all kind of excited. There might not be more than enough just for the uniformed guys. So if you want cake afterwards. There are biscuits, though, for those of us who don't make it for that. Do we trust Lynn? Do we trust our senses? Do we trust what I've told you, that there's a cake coming? Do we trust Jesus when he says that we need to wait with hope because the end of suffering will come, and we need to be like Lynn and the cake, telling people that it will come? What kind of waiting should we do? It's not like waiting for a bus. Who enjoys waiting for buses? I hate waiting for buses and for trains. Because you're just kind of sitting there with nothing to do, aren't you? You're kind of waiting. It's not that kind of waiting. It's not passive waiting. We're called to wait actively. That means three things. Firstly, we're called to pray. To pray for justice and peace. To ask God to act in the world today. And secondly, we need to be the justice and peace we want to see in small ways in our own lives. It would be a bit odd, wouldn't it, to ask God for peace in the world and then to fight with our brother or sister or friend. Don't you think that's strange? Be the peace we want to see with one another, which is not always easy, but Jesus can help us with that. If we follow the Lord Jesus, he helps us to live in peace, to love our enemy, to forgive, to find healing and purpose in life. He waits with us. And the more we trust in Jesus, the more faithful we can be in our waiting. And if we are those who seek peace and love one another, then we are a bit like the smell of the cake, which is slowly wafting up from the kitchen. I've got it now, it's got to me. We can be like the fragrance of what is to come amongst those that we're around. Others will see God at work in us. They will see glimpses of what God has promised for us at the end of time. And thirdly, Jesus encourages us to speak for him as well. When people ask us, we can tell them about Jesus, how his death and his resurrection provide an end and a new beginning, a new start, the beginning of the new heaven and the new earth in each of us, actively waiting for the end and the new beginning. But what will that look like? It will be a bit like this picture, which Scott's going to come and read to us about. Where's Scott? Here he comes. Scott's going to come and read to us from the prophet Micah, who is writing 2,500 years or so ago. And this is how Micah describes the end. It's a beautiful picture from the prophet Micah.
So this is from the book of Micah, chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. And you can find this on page 964 of the Old Testament section of the Church Bible. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established at the highest of the mountains and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." This is the word of the Lord.
Doesn't that sound a wonderful picture? Weapons beaten into tools to provide food for one another, a place for each of us to live in peace with one another, and God living amongst his people and teaching us his ways. That is what we are waiting for. And Jesus died so that we could know glimpses of that waiting now through faith in him. And so that we could be assured of knowing that one day we can join others in that and be with the Lord fully. If you want to know more about that, do talk to James or myself afterwards. I'm coming to an end. When we hear of the things that concern or frighten us, the wars, the rumors of wars, when we're worried about the future, when we find ourselves in dangerous or difficult situations, we know that in the end, there will be a new beginning through Jesus. New beginning that's described by Micah in that beautiful reading. And we also know that we can begin to glimpse and know that new beginning through faith in Jesus now. A bit like smelling that promised cake that's wafting up from the kitchen and telling others about it. The prophet Micah calls that walking with the Lord our God. And God offers to do that with us in this life and the next. So let's walk with God and wait with hope and speak of Jesus. Is the cake ready yet, Lynn? Has she gone down to get it? Here you go. One cake. Just to prove to those of you at the back who can't smell it that it really does exist. It's just come out of the oven. It is very hot. Thank you very much, Lynn. And there will be some of that available to you afterwards. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, on this Remembrance Day, we're thankful for those who have died in conflict for us and continue to do so. Help us not to worry when we hear of wars and rumors of wars. Help us to trust in you and to wait faithfully. And help us to show others and tell others about the new start we can have through you now, so that we can be the fragrance, the smell of what is to come, and tell people of you. Thank you, Lord, that you died for us and rose again so that we might have a new start and a new beginning. Amen.